I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is our opportunity to commune with God and with one another, to enjoy the good gift we've been given, a gift we don't deserve, forgiveness of sins, grace for sinners. What's required? Well, I need to understand I'm a sinner. I need to understand what I deserve, that I don't deserve anything but God's wrath, an eternity separated from Him. And I can't fix that problem. There's no way I can get out of the hole I've dug for myself. Acknowledge your sin before Him. Recognize what you deserve and that you can never fix that situation. And recognize that God has provided a way. The only way, it's Jesus. Jesus paid my price on the cross, and I run to Him and say, the only way I will ever draw near to God and experience His joy, His mercy, His grace, His acceptance is if I hide myself in Jesus. If I run to Him and receive the forgiveness that I don't deserve, because I know what I earned. Receive a gift that I don't deserve. Receive grace. Let Him wash me, purify me, cleanse me, make me new. If that's you, if you've come to Jesus as nothing but a sinner in need of a Savior and received that grace, said, I want access to the Father through your finished work on the cross. I'm not here to add anything to what you did. I'm here to receive a gift I don't deserve. If that's you, take bread, take juice, reflect on what He did for you. If that's not you, I'd invite you to look at the Scriptures, see what God says about how to have a relationship with Him. And don't come with your accomplishments. Come on your knees, needy and broken, and ask for a gift. We'll serve you if you're a believer in Jesus. If you're like that murderer on the cross who looked to Jesus and said, I'm getting what I deserve, but would you give me a gift that I don't deserve? If that's you today, take bread, take juice, reflect on what Jesus did for you. Once we've all been served, we'll give Him thanks together. We'll take that together in remembrance of what He's done. Thank you, Jesus, for taking my place as a sinner before the bar of justice, standing before your Father, owning my sin as your own and paying my price in full. Dying the death that I deserved, experiencing separation from the love of your Father, so that today I could be welcomed. Thank you for granting access in this gift I don't deserve, this grace. And we are forever grateful for what you did that day on the cross. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being at work today to ignite in us a belief, an understanding of who Jesus is, why He came, what He did, what He accomplished that day on the cross. And applying that to our hearts, to our lives, so that we can stand before an absolutely holy God, cleansed, forgiven, made perfect, accepted. What amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. We receive grace from your hand and we say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash sinners clean. Drink.